Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it over, take it over.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Just love and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world. Baby, it don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me. Baby, yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce, baby. No one coming in between, it's just you and me. We always a winning team, baby. Just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck some other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby. Just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck some other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Take you on a shopping spree. Pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Hop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, in Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. Ay, ay, ay. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck some other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby. Ay.
Hey, I know this. It's your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio. Man, I already know what y'all thinking. One, I know y'all don't hear neither one of my hosts. Y'all don't hear B-Trey. Y'all don't hear Radio Rail. That's cool because y'all got the original host, man, the OG here himself, Mr. AKOG Radio. Man, we in the building. We got a special request Wednesday show. But not only do we have a request Wednesday show where you can request a song that's on OG Radio that we support on OG Radio, you can call in 516-666-9826. I also have some people online that's going to hang out with me today. I have Sierra and I have Jermaine. And I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. I'm going to let y'all hear what they got going on, what we got going on. So I'm going to bring them in now, man. Yeah, I just want y'all to say what's up to the people. Say what's up to the people.
Hey.
Hello. What up, what up?
What's good, what's good?
Man, I'm chilling. First of all, I just want to thank y'all for coming to hang out with me tonight on OG Radio. Like I said, normally, you know, we do things, you know, music-wise and stuff like that, but I feel like today's show is a whole 180 from what we normally do. And first of all, I want y'all to introduce yourselves. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sierra, I'll let you go first.
Well, my name is Sierra Adams. I am the founder of Next Level Society, where we bridge the gap between art and business. We all know as artists, there's this narrative about being a starving artist. If you're an artist, you can't make money, or you're hungry, or you're not thriving. Well, we aim to fix that, where we have artists that are actually thriving. They're making money from their art. They're generating business. They're generating sales. They are doing the damn thing. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can curse on here.
You good at my thing.
And we work with the youth and young adults to make this happen, because we do also feel like we want to catch everybody early. I don't know about anybody else, but I definitely feel as if I wish somebody would have helped me when I was in high school. Like, how much further would I be if someone helped me when I was in high school? So we started age 13, and we worked up until age 24 to catch everyone while they're young. Jermaine?
Yeah, and, you know, so Sierra, I met Sierra when I moved to Chicago. I'm originally from North Carolina, but I've been living in Chicago. When I met Sierra, shortly after, she invited me to be a part of Next Level Society, and I've been I believe in her vision. I believe in the vision that she has. I believe in everything that, you know, the nonprofit stands for. She always say, this isn't my nonprofit, this is God's, you know, and it's God's vision and it's God's plan and everything. And, you know, that's something that I definitely vibe with. I like helping kids because I'm an artist myself, you know, like I'm a hip-hop artist myself, so figuring out the business aspect was definitely a challenge, you know. And if I can, I remember being, you know, 16, 15, and trying to figure out just, and this is before I had the internet even. So, but now it's just so much information out there that people can get scammed and people can get false information. So,
right.
We basically, you know, come up with the program where we want to help, you know, kids basically get the right information and also know what their options are, you know, because you can only get
right
as far as you can dream, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's why I joined the fight and, you know, became a partner with Sierra.
That's definitely what's up. Definitely agree with both of y'all with them senses. If I know now what I've known when I was a kid, then yes, I would be way far along in what I've been doing. But just me personally, just learning the way I learned in this industry, being an artist, you know, just going out doing shows and then starting the radio, like all my progressions, I kind of learned like just on the fly. And a lot of things I, you know, put towards this industry was just more so of, I know this sound like it'll sound weird to like youth kids and stuff like that, but for me, things that helped me understand this business, I would watch, like, you know how VH1 and MTV had like the Driven shows and the Unsungs and the you know, before they were famous situations. I would like watch all of those. Like, once I found out that it was like a show, and I would like make sure I watch every single one of them, even if I had to go find it on YouTube, just to like, for one, understand the business. Because if you pay attention to them shows, they leak information about the business. They drop gems and jewels that you probably won't pay attention to. You just, oh, that's my favorite artist, okay, let me see how he made it, instead of sitting there and listening.
Yeah.
And that's something that I did on my own. I really sat down and I listened to just see how the mistakes they made, so I wouldn't make those same mistakes. Some of the things that did work and applied to what I do today, and see if it works for me. And if it works for me, I definitely incorporate it into my business today. So that was one of the, I want to say, things that I did to try to learn from somewhere, because in this industry, a lot of people don't want to give out the information they feel, because it's such a competitive like industry, to where somebody has something that's working and they don't want, some people don't want to give that blueprint because they're fearful that, oh, you might get bigger than me, then what I'm gonna do next, instead of understanding that when one person make it, we all make it. And the fact that when you're so versatile, to where it doesn't matter if, oh, you got a guy over here, he may rap better than you, so you push him a little bit more, but you know how to engineer, you know how to market, you know how to do so much other things, because it's so many people who are behind artists who make just as much money as them, not from leeching off that artist, but honing in whatever craft that helped him and that artist get big. So I feel like, man, as myself, being able to be a part of this program is something that I definitely see as a blessing, because that's one of my goals. I always want to get back to the youth. I do get back to the youth. I coach football, so this is just like another thing for me that's it's kind of like a blessing for me. I'm able to continuously speak to the youth about something that I'm passionate about. And yeah. I just want to know from y'all perspective, Sierra, I want your answer first, then Jerome, want yours after. What are some of the things that these kids can look forward to in this program, and how long does the program last?
So the program, first, let me say, start September 29th, but we need you to register today. We're working with teens, so you know we got to get parent permissions and everything. So we need you to register today, but the program will start September 29th, 4 p.m. on Zoom. So register today, and let's get excited, because first we're going to have Jermaine is going to be one of the instructors, as well as Mark Murphy will be one of the instructors. And guest speaking, of course, we are going to have the host of OG Radio be one a part of this. And so the kids will really get to learn how to publish their music. They will learn about distribution. They will also learn about song structure. They will learn about lyric structure. They are going to learn how to really be an artist fully, from not just being in front of the crowd, like that's what most teens are excited about, being able to perform. But there's so many things that have to happen before you hit the stage. There's so many things that have to happen before you release that song. And we are going to make sure that every teen has all the skills necessary to be able to properly release their music, get paid from their music, so make some coins off their music, and be able to know how to release it. How do they get their music on a radio station? How do they get it played? These are all of the things that they're going to learn in the program, and they're going to produce a song throughout the program as well that we are going to work with them to make sure that it's published and released.
Yeah.
So my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, basically, so I mean, everything that Sierra said, plus I think I have my experiences. I've been an artist for like ever since I was a kid. You know, first started recording when I was like 16 years old, and you know, like I recently, you know, really took this music thing on like 100% in like the end of last year. So like all 2020, all I've been doing is music. And, you know, I've been able to get like my first producing credit, my first on like an official album, you know, that's coming out next month with Twista, under Twista's label. Got my first writing credit. I have my publishing company, my LLC, and just having everything structured and my, you know, and it's something that I've been able to do, you know, on my own. So being able to, I always say, you know, I like teaching people how to fish, you know, and not basically give you the tools so that way you can go out there and get it for yourself. You know, they'll learn all those skills, because the thing is, like, starting 2021, from what I understand, starting 2021, basically they created a new organization. It's a nonprofit organization created by the Copyright Office, and it's called the Music Licensing Collective, the MLC, and they will now be the company that distributes the royalties. DistroKid, TuneCore, you won't get paid from them anymore if you're not registered with, you know, a proper PRO, if you're not, you know, registered with, you know, collection agencies, and you know, have your honestly have your own stuff set up with as a publisher and a songwriter and a slash creator. If you are the one creating all, you know, everything, then you are everything is gonna have to be structured like the right way for you to for you to get paid now. Like that's what they're doing. So starting January 2021, like just posting stuff on, even if you put it on Spotify, you ain't gonna get nothing if you ain't registered right, if you don't have your paperwork correct. So that's what we're trying to get them ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying, get ahead of the curve. So because it's gonna be a lot of people that's gonna be trying to play catch up. And honestly, as an artist, I work with a lot of artists that are adults. And when I ask them, you know, when I collab with them and ask them for their, you know, performing rights organization information, I'm speaking Chinese to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am speaking a foreign language to them. And, I mean, that's sad. So I'm just like, educate the kids, you know, give them the information before they have to make the mistake so they can know, you know, what a 360 deal is, the different types of contracts, what a licensing deal is, what a publishing deal is, what a production deal is, you know, because everybody focuses on the record deal, but it's a lot of different deals. Like you said, it's a lot of different roles that you can play. It's a lot of different ways that you can set your business up, you know, so that way, you know, you don't have to even worry about getting a record deal. And you don't get a record deal. You do a partnership with the record company. Like your company does business with their company. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. So, you know, I'm sorry if I'm around. I'm very passionate about this. And, you know, like I said, I've been there. I've signed a contract from an old shady dude that ran, like, you know, that promised me he was going to put money behind me and do things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was underage and my parent wasn't around, so luckily it wasn't nothing, you know, that could have been done. But still, it's like I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been in some different situations. So, yeah.
I mean, and that's vital information, and it's a lot of I've had a lot of adults reach out to me and ask me why, like, they're like, oh, y'all just directing it to us teens. How can I tune in or something like that? And I was kind of like, okay, well, I ain't got the full answers to that. But what I would tell them is if they got a kid between their age, you register your kid, but there's no reason why you can't be with that child when they're getting this information, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, that is one of the, and you know what, I was saying it, and I'm like, I just wanted to make sure I said it again on the show. So it was, you know, y'all heard me say it. So if any, you know, situations, whatever, it was like that, y'all could contact Sierra Jermaine. And that was just one of my ideas I was telling certain parents, because I had a lot of parents like, well, I got a kid that's not 18, but she older than 18, but she needs the information. Okay, register the kid that's 18, that's 13 or 18, but then have them sit down with them. Because it's like, we're not just going to shelter, like, okay, we just got the kid and we ain't going to listen to it if it's more people. It's like, no, it's for the kid, but we want the parents to understand what's going on too. So we encourage the parents to sit down, or that older sibling to sit down with that kid. So y'all all can soak up that information, you know, because I know at the end of the day, that's what the most important thing is, because a lot of people don't understand, like, contracts. They don't understand, you know, deals and stuff like that. So when they let their kid, they hear somebody wants to sign their kid, they just, oh, we ready. Okay, cool, let's go. Instead of really educating yourself and be like, okay, well, this don't look right. This don't look right. I don't like the way this is. Let's fix this verbiage so I can truly understand. And that sometimes will scare certain scammers, but then certain people that's serious, they probably like come on it. Like, okay, you got parents that understand, and they don't mind going through and sitting down and getting these contracts together, because they understand that the parent has the best interest, and they're going to make sure their kid gets what they need or gets what their just due is for being that artist or that producer or whatever it may be in that situation. So a lot of times people get it confused and they just think, oh, sign a deal, you go record, and then we just going to wait on the money. It's like, no, that's not how this go. And it's a lot of hard work to go into it. But what I'm going to do right now is we're going to get into some music, you know, keep it live in here. And then we're going to come back with more conversation, more questions. And y'all hanging out with your boy, Mr. AK, Sierra, and Jermaine. And y'all out here with OG Radio, man. We just hanging out.
All right, OG.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. They leave you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas are prey. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jump. But like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce dripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. How much the fat make it greasy? And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard is a fact. They'll leave you dead where you at. They'll leave you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking it's sweet, 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 sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slide a tissue. Your chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. They'll leave you dead where you at. Belly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking it's sweet, 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 sweet. Y'all really thinking it's sweet, 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 sweet.
Bad girl that they say. I make them fall in love, then I send them on their way. Make them feel special, so we baby or we babe. Do them good, show them off, party with them, board a plane. But now he all sprung and shit. Talking half on the baby, talking dumb and shit. So I hit them with some game, stop rushing it. You was not my only nigga, so we hushing it. Chill, nigga, we on the low. If my favorite nigga called, then I gotta go. Got a young nigga, pill popping animal. Another nigga who ain't a stripper, but keep a pole. These little niggas, they knocking hoes like I'm a no. But my block game strong like Matumbo. Can't be my nigga if it ain't jumbo. You hit today, don't worry about me tomorrow. Or in the DM and he pressed. Put it on the once, now he in my life stressing it. Hit me more than twice and it's welcome to the blacklist. Baby mama's mad, so them hoes like a sneak this. And he fuck broke boy, then I gotta dismiss. Peace, nigga. I wanna see him say link, nigga. Finesse him on the lakefront, bring a drink, nigga. I'm done fucking pretty boys, I need a street, nigga. Make him say.
Girl, it's
is a shit. They say she is a shit. They like how it fit with the thighs in the hips. Make her mesmerize when she saves them lives while he's selling lies. You would be surprised when niggas say when they be inside. Always trying to eat it up like a Reese's cup. If he got a girl, eventually I'll break it up. He a rap nigga, but he sing to me, he drinking up. Baby daddy like to argue cause he like to make it up. But most of the time, y'all curve him, curve him. And if he play me, then I heard him, heard him. Always talking about he broke, then I swerve him, swerve him. Figure niggas out, so observe and learn them. I like a hood nigga with a couple priors. His pussy got him pressed like a hot flat iron. But when I throw a curve, I'ma curve politely. All of my ex niggas, yeah, they tried to wipe me. But niggas be iffy, with they moves, they be shifty. Niggas think they got juice, got them thinking they simply. Tell them roll the wood up, cause I smoke like a hippie. He a beast in the sheets, so his nickname is Grizzly. If a nigga act wax, then I block him completely. Everybody always watching, so I fuck him discreetly. Talk gotta be brief, tell your whole hoe to be. You ain't mine, I ain't yours, so it's better to sneak. That nigga say.
They put me on the leash. I just had to break the chain. I tried to run and flee, but still I had to face the pain. I grew up all alone. It's like they left me on the island. Papa wasn't Rolling Stone. Mama out here wildin'. I never had a Porsche to jump off. I was born in it. 7 grams of rocks to dump off. I'ma go and get it. Black man in the promised land, but I'm foreign in it. When they killed my nigga Mario, I was tormented. I remember nights when I didn't remember shit. On the side of Church of Chicken, looking for a lick to hit. Go and get it out the mud, and one day you'll be filthy rich. Everybody got a shot, you just gotta flick your wrist and break it in the bowl, and take back your control. You can't be out here naked, keep your blanket cause it's cold. Remember you a lion when them snakes get on your road. Gotta stay up on your toes, either face it or you fold. Come on. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain. Won't somebody help me? Mom wanted to take the chain off me. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain. I do this for the town, man. From the hill to the field, from the east bluff to the west bluff, man. I had to go through that so I could show you this. How could you judge me if you don't take the time to understand? They tell you stop trapping, but don't offer you another plan. I see you out here making plays, heard you had a couple bands. Made him put his hands up, I just want the upper hand. I did a lot of shit out here to eat that I can't take back. Won't nobody give you shit, you gotta go and take that. The patience ain't a trait of mine, I gotta have it ASAP. Hit my plug and cashed out, I'm just trying to shake back. Bro said I should have fell in line, but that ain't how I'm built. Left a bad taste in my mouth, like some sour milk. Could you be the child and turn around, act like you justified? I'm out here with them runaway slaves. Why you run aside? When you really love it, it ain't shit to make a sacrifice. And if I gotta die, I see you in the afterlife. It's all good, I still love you, even though it ain't the same. Give me if I'm wrong, but I just came to break the chain. Come on. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain.
Yeah, y'all know this. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We still in the building, man. We hanging out. I got Jerome. I got Sierra with me. We still in here kicking it. We giving y'all a lot of this information that we got going on for these teens. And it's some value information that we giving out. And I also want everybody to know, if y'all missed this show, don't even feel bad. Don't be like, oh, man, I ain't never get this information. So I will make sure that I send Sierra and Jerome this link so they can share it to specific people they want to share it to so they can get the information. I'll be posting whatever, you know, we got going on. I'll be posting on all my, you know, social media sites. And like I said, this is something to where y'all don't have to worry about missing the show. See, that's why I don't never worry about who tunes in, who don't tune in, because the people who love the show, they always go back and find the episode they missed. So that's the best thing about it. And we on iTunes. So this show's on iTunes as well. So you can't never go without having OG Radio in your day. So, you know, we love the live listeners, but we also understand people, we get sleepy, things happen in life. You can't, you know, tune in. So this is what we do at OG Radio. We make sure we get y'all the information no matter how y'all receive it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got a lot more questions. I know a lot of people was asking me questions. Like, I don't know. Like, I was trying to funnel them to Sierra, but it kind of wasn't working that way. I don't know. You know, you tell somebody to hit, you don't want to tell, hey, just hit a DM. Like, you don't tell nobody that. So I was just taking all these questions because I didn't want her to look at me like, why all these people in my DM? And why all these people going crazy in my DM? But I, you know how that go in life. I don't want to blow her, her pages up. So I just took on a lot of these questions. I asked y'all how long it is. I know somebody asked me, is it a fee for the kids to sign up for these classes? And, like, what times do these, like, sessions and classes and things, like, the start date, but also the start time, like, the time for each day? And is it, like, Monday through Friday, or how is that all working out?
Okay, so it will be 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Again, we are starting September 29th, but we need you to register today. The program is 8 weeks. So we're going to see you every Tuesday and Thursday up until Thanksgiving. That's how you can think about it. And then you'll be able to chill with the family and show and have them listen to your new hot song that you dropped. So that is the length of the program. And I also wanted to mention that they'll be going to a Complex 2010. That's a part of it. That's a field trip. That's a part of the program. So during the 8 weeks, they will go to a professional recording studio. So they'll be able to get that experience of seeing what it really looks like to be in a studio. And the program is completely free. It is a free program. But because we require commitment to anyone who's involved, parents, the teams, we require commitment in order for you to be accredited on the song and for you to be able to go on that field trip that we also cover. That's also free. Field trip free, too. In order for that to happen, you do have to be there.
Right.
Or at least every week.
That's definitely what's up. The recording situation. Okay, another question is, as far as the studio situation, would there be somebody recording there at the time? Do you have an artist set up to go through the recording process? Or, Jeremy, will you just be doing the recording session since you are an artist?
Well, it would be, it was really just a tour. But we're talking about, basically we're basically going to do a song with the class.
Okay.
So we'll be producing a song. We haven't exactly worked out who would be producing it. The goal, I mean, it depends on who all signs up. If we have a kid that signs up that got, like, some dope beats and, like, they really on the, you know, on point with it, then, you know, we got enough resources where we could, like, you know, make the sound, you know, fix the sound up. And then actually, you know, put together a good project. The goal is for them to put it together. You know,
the goal is for the students to put it together
and for them to be able to go through the process and understand, you know, basically it's a hands-on training type of deal. You know what I'm saying? So basically kind of, hands-on training where you're going to go through the process of, you know, putting together a project, understanding what all the different parts of actually releasing this project is, and then, you know, if they can all play a different role, then that's the goal. That's what we're going to do. But, you know, Plan B producers and stuff like that, too. So.
Okay, okay.
And engineers better than me. And, you know, I know people that... Because we wanted to, you know, there. I know, because I don't even do my own. I send mine to someone else, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, who is, because that's the thing, too, learning how to build a team. And, you know, you as an artist, you do have to play a lot of different roles. Like, you wear a lot of different hats as an artist. But when you find people that are reliable, that, you know, that are good at what they do and they are the best at it, they are better than you even, then, you know, like, use that. And that's building a team. That goes along with the parents being able to understand the information as well, because, you know, you wouldn't want your kid to be going through all these contracts and you not have an understanding of what's happening or anything like that. Or just building a business, in a sense, it's a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Like, the business is a marathon. So we're trying to have them start the marathon early, but it takes a team. You know, it takes a team.
Right. It's definitely.
But simple question, yeah, they will be recording some, and they will put together, we're planning to put out some work. It'll either be a single or some type of, you know, compilation, but it depends on the student count, basically.
Okay.
It depends on which one of the students are really going to come and bring that heat and going to be that lyrical artist.
Really.
We know that they're young and they're teens, and we're here to train them, but we also don't sugarcoat. So, you got to bring that fire for us to really say, you know what, we releasing your verse. Your verse is released. Your verse on the song. And you also, again, I want to stress, you gotta be committed. You are committed to showing up, you're doing the work, because we're not in front of you. You know, this will be virtual, so we're not in a class with you to, you know, make sure you're getting the work done. We are in front of the screen, so you got to do a lot of the work, some of the work on your own.
Yeah. When it's virtual. Yeah. That's very, very important for that one. And like I said, it's all about that commitment and how serious these kids are, these teens are to, you know, really wanting to do, you know, this craft, this art, this work and stuff like that. And I know how hard that is, going through the whole process of putting more artists and me being in radio and podcasts and TV and stuff. That is like really, you know, like once that light come on, you gotta know what you know. You have to be confident in what you're doing. You have to be confident in everything that you've been taught so you can excel. Because 9 times out of 10 in this industry, to be 100%, which it is not about just showing up and, you know, just, okay, I know how to do it. But you have to actually go through the whole situation with no help, no guidance. When that light pop on and it's time to get ready to do a radio show or a TV spot or whatever it is, it's like it's on you and you alone. Don't get me wrong, the team helps you prep. But at the end of the day, you have to show and prove to what you're doing and what you've learned, and you have to be able to soak up that information. And I feel like when people love what they do, they soak up that energy and that information, and they're, like, ready for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So one thing I do want to add as far as the, like, I know y'all said a project where they're going to make a single. So what I want to do is, apart from me being a guest – and being a part of it and OG Radio sponsor, it's only right that we make sure we play that song on our show. I don't know what day we actually play it. It'll probably be like Tuesday or Thursday or Friday, or I may do another special like at the end of the year. I'm thinking about doing a special show just for the team so they can call in and they can share their experience. I think that's what I'll do. Something for like the end of the year, like the end of the program. I'll do like a special show. It'll probably be a Wednesday, but it will be geared, and I make sure I have all the teams who are part of the show, part of the program, call into the show and, you know, give the experience, help me host the show, stuff like that. So it'd be something that I'll do. It's not only just get their song played on my radio station, let them introduce the song. If it's a compilation, I'll let them just hang out with me like we hanging out now and just get that experience about being on a radio show. You know, it's some more things that I'll probably talk with Sierra and Jermaine about what, you know, how I want to move this along as far as how I want to contribute to the program. But that was just one of the ideas. I'm just throwing it out there for right now because I want to give these kids that same opportunity that everybody else is giving them. And I want them to understand. I wish we could, like, do it in the classroom so I could show these kids, like, how I go through the whole steps of preparing for a radio show and all that other stuff. But that's just one of the things I feel like I want to give back, is just to have these kids on the air with me, introducing their song, you know, getting the radio interview so they go through that whole process, you know.
Yeah. And that'll be dope because, you know, I mean, the goal is to do the whole process like anyway, you know, where they get, you know, get that experience of being interviewed. And, I mean, for a release, you do photo shoots, you do all kinds of stuff. If we can set all that up, you know what I'm saying? I know COVID, that's the only thing COVID has prevented us from being able to really do it the way we wanted to do it, because we wanted to do it in person and, you know, like really meet at the studio and, you know, be able to build like that. That would have been like the most amazing thing. But, you know, we making it work the best way we can.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. So another question is, I know y'all said y'all going to do like 2 days out of each week, right? And it said it starts at 4. So, like, I know y'all still, you know, working out the kinks, but will certain days be focused on certain, like, situations or certain skills for those days? It would be, it'd be a schedule to each different, you know, music or production or, you know, however that's y'all work that out.
Yes.
We have.
It will be.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We have built out a full curriculum. So this is going, it is very planned out to make sure that each week leads up to the final project. So that's another reason why that commitment part is important, because playing in different teams, maybe you're playing the A&R, maybe you're working with marketing, and you're playing these different roles, but everybody's still learning each part of all of the information. So every week will be something new. It'll be a new part of producing, of the production process and the artist process that you will learn.
Yeah. And it all builds up to, you know, the final project.
Okay. Definitely. That's definitely what's up. So I'm going to get back to a couple more songs. I got a couple more requests that just came through my feed. So we're going to get into a couple more songs. And we're going to come back, more questions. And y'all, like I said, y'all still hanging on with your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Hanging out with Sierra and Jeremy. So y'all keep it locked, OG Radio.
Love when you say dear mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yet it's a different action, just relax and drive. How nice and trapping, these windows ain't tenant. Get where I'm hinting, let me finish. I'm a ghost that the way I'm hooked on you, I got a you fetish. Love when you say that mommy like you know Spanish. I like those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action, just relax and try.
Lonzo Ball, black oil, you lit my veins, drenched in bright to Milan. With a vegan Lapita, peep, I'm at peace, God. Squares out the circle, only making G calls. Yeah, you know your shit's thorough when the streets follow. Yeah, you know it's lucrative for Hollywood calling. Got a spot on Sunset, time to disrupt the market. The rebirth for Marvin, vision of Sam Cooke. With Nat King vibes, but I'm bringing the whole hood.
And we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Famous, I'm black in everything. Black models, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. All black, fully loaded autos. All black tomato, black on black. I'm from that block that got my heart cold. Mama told me never listen to an old fool. And OGs told me always keep an old school. New rules, pray them demons out your food, God. And when it come to your queen, never be too hard. Black dials, voodoo spells, and Ouija boards. Soul bomb, soul child, black on your vocal cords. When you incline, you never compromise your gifts. Shit, I wash my hands before I take a piss. Yeah, we gave you life, it's okay to admit. Man, I swear this content gon' be our independence. Black business delegating with the delegation. Discussing reparations for culture appropriation. Yeah, appropriately, and not the prorator. My girl got enough ass, I just need the 40 acres.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Famous, I'm black in everything. Black models, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. All black.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. Diamonds in my thoughts, not in your possession. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Rick, and Thaddeus on the beat.
I
got that juicy fruit. He wanna tip the cutest talk. He wanna be my main nigga. Wanna eat it through the floor. Been a take a loan out. Wanna pay all of my bills. I've been catching my main bag. Christian Louis deal. Bad, bad bitch alert. We don't fucking, he not hungry. You may get that man a bit. He will spend his money on me. I'm that bitch. He a dog and we do not carry bones. Cause he only on your phone when I say that I ain't home. Got you thinking we some competition. Bitch, the nigga cap. I got you feeling pressure when you see me make it happen. I'm a boss type bitch. I get a check and cut him loose. When I'm done running his son, see me come running to you. I got the Maui Wowie. I got the how it do it. I got that Gucci Cushy. I got that brushy booty. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that Maui Wowie. I got the how it do it. I got that Gucci Cushy. I got that brushy booty. I got that super good, but it like it.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We still in the building, man. We still live. We still hanging out. We still kicking it. I still got, you know, Sierra and Jermaine in the building with me. How y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling? Y'all hanging out with your boy?
I feel good.
It's
a lot of fun.
That's what everybody say. It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. And I definitely just want to take time out and say I appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all for even, like, considering, you know, my radio station, my company, OG Radio, as a sponsor. Not only just that, but even allowing me to speak to the youth as well, man. I definitely just want to say that now because, like I said, I can honestly tell people right now, this is truly 100% an independent radio station. And we target independent. Every artist you've heard on this show is an independent artist. Artist who is not, if they probably signed themselves or signed to a label, but they're independent artists. Now, don't get me wrong, I do have some major label people that I can play, but it was no disrespect to them because they get enough push as they need. I just feel like these artists that I have on my show, these are the artists who going to be the mainstreams of tomorrow. And I would rather give them that push now and give them that listen and all that situation now than for somebody else to do it or wait till they get famous and start playing their music because I just want to be a part of the wave. It's like, I kind of feel like this radio station not only just helped me as an artist, but it evolved me past just being an artist. Because I could have just been one of them people who could have just, I'm going to just play my music and I may sprinkle somebody else stuff in here. It is like, you know, times where when I first started rapping, when I first did this radio station, it was my first mindset was the only way I can get people to tune in if I give these fans and these artists a reason to tune in. So that is the whole point behind what I've been doing for 9+ years doing this radio station, and the fact that I am this is like my guest hosting on Wednesdays is something that I've just started back doing. But like I said, shout out to Genesis, shout out to Radio Real, shout out to B-Trey. Those are the three people who I've introduced as radio hosts for OG Radio because I don't host my shows no more. I've gave myself a role of program director or a producer of OG Radio, whatever y'all people want to call it. But those three have gotten the keys to OG Radio with me supervising, but they've added shows. Like Radio Real has added a podcast Mondays where he just talks about whatever. Tuesdays is dedicated to the artists. Wednesdays is kind of my day, but I don't do it every Wednesday. It's kind of like special shows like this I do. Thursdays is like, you know, it's a poetry night. So Genesis hosts a poetry night where we have poets come on and they do their material. And then Fridays is Freestyle Fridays hosted by B-Trey and Radio Real. So they give the fans a lot of stuff. So that's kind of the situation where I'm kind of proud of what I've allowed them to do, and I don't even micromanage them. I don't tell them what they can't do. I just let they creative juices just – I just let them do what they do. And I feel like that is something that's kind of what really makes me proud, that I can actually watch some people who wanted this opportunity and not go to Power 92, WGCL, 104. And I'm not disrespecting them radio stations, but the fact that an independent radio station like this is giving that opportunity to other people is kind of like the reason, that's the whole point of why I'm doing this. And I feel like this ties into what y'all got going on. So I feel like this partnership that we just built is just something that's going to be a major, major thing for years to come.
Hey, man, I feel the same way.
And I truly thank you for being a part of this. And I truly appreciate you being a part and having us on today, being a guest speaker and being a sponsor. And not even just today, you DJ for us, for event before.
Right, right.
All the support.
Oh, yeah.
All
see?
The support.
So what?
For the silent, for the hip hop in society event.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Well, hey man, I really, like she said, I'm sorry to interrupt, as I am. But definitely, I appreciate you wanting to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the times, you know, me and Sierra, we be going hard for its next level society, you know what I'm saying, and trying
mm-hmm.
to make things happen for the kids. So, you know, the more the, you know, having other people to help, you know, and I mean, they take a village. So there you go.
You're right, though. You're right, though. You're
really?
Definitely right.
Take a village.
And
trying
speaking
to raise
of the
baby.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of the fact you told me you was an artist, so I'm going to inbox you probably tomorrow, but we're going to get some music from you, so we're going to have to get you in rotation on here, because you slid that underneath the door. Like, yeah, I'm an artist too. I'm like, oh, okay, and I ain't got no music, so we're going to have to fix that.
Oh, yeah, man. I was asking, trust me, I was going to get around to it and ask you how I get on.
Oh, no, we gonna make that happen, man. We're going to make sure we get you on by Friday, man. So to be honest, you know,
okay.
we going to iron all that stuff out and everything else like that. And, yeah, we're going to make sure we get the song on there on Friday. And we can even do the – we can even, you know, I can let my host interview you on Friday too. So, you know, you can speak about being an artist, and we can speak on this more too.
Okay, let me – because I got to look at my schedule, okay?
Right. I already know. You know, big time people got schedules, and I'm the same way.
I'm like, what have I promised somebody on Friday, right this very second? But yeah, I'm gonna check my schedule and all that, and then I'll get back to you.
Oh yeah, but we definitely, if nothing else, we definitely gonna have a song in rotation by Friday. We definitely gonna do that.
Right.
So yeah, we definitely gonna get that rolling. Some more questions that I had that people were just throwing at me. They still throwing them at me. I don't know why people just don't call in and talk to you. I don't know why people treat me like the plug. They just don't want to speak. They always got me speaking for them. But I don't know. Like, people just, they hit me on the radio and they just ask me a million questions. And I'd be like, okay, I send them a number. They'd be like, no, you asked the question. Like, that's not, you can do it too. No, I'm not ready yet. Like, we don't see you. How are you not ready? We don't see you. Like, I don't know how you put a voice on. You just don't have to put a voice on. Just speak. You put a face on to be on camera, but you don't put a voice on. But anyway, I don't know. I'm sorry. But another question I had was, as far as these, like, projects and, like, how would y'all go about as far as making sure these kids are up to date on, like, I guess, projects and stuff like that? And also, are y'all going to be, like, keeping, like, an attendance of who logs in, kind of like the e-learning situation? Y'all going to be, you know, making sure they logged in at a certain time and, you know, logged off at a certain time and stuff like that.
Absolutely. We definitely will be keeping attendance every Zoom meeting. We'll have attendance at the top of the hour and at the end so that we know if you stayed the whole time, you jumped off, and you are required to have your camera on. So you can't be sitting there just when I see the letter of your name. Nope, we want to see your face so we can ask you questions. We know that you're engaged. And we'll keep track. So this is so the world knows, you know, everyone listening. This is not our first program. We've actually ran six programs now. This is our first music business program, but we've been running programs for a while. So we make sure that our teams are credited with real credit. So we're not adding them on as just this team helped. We give them real credit. So we've had teams credited as creative director, as art director, so that they carry this on their portfolio. So that's, we make sure that we get all of your contact information up front. That's why also we got to make sure the parents are involved so that they sign off on everything, all the releases, to make sure that the teams get their credit.
That's definitely what's up, because I know a lot of parents today. And another thing is, like I said, I don't know why they keep asking these questions. They were like, far as like the guest speakers and like certain, I guess, situations for like the classes and stuff like that. And parents want to like see what's going on. They were wondering like, would certain situations be, I don't know, broadcasted on YouTube or Facebook, or was a way they can go back and watch certain situations that like the, like, let's just say if y'all take the trip to the studio, is it a way that they can, is somebody going to put a video together so they can like see the recap of it, or if one of the guest speakers that they wanted to listen to, or just the parents wanted to get the information and wanted to hear whoever was speaking that day or whatever was going on, is it some type of thing that y'all working on to have like a, I don't know, like a review video for like the week, or you know, something that you know, give the parents something if they can't watch it live when they do it, something that will show them the progression of what's going on.
I was already going to say, like, I'm going to let Jermaine do this one. This is what he do.
Okay.
I mean, basically, yeah, we'll have a, there'll be a way for, you know, everybody to go back and watch a replay of the actual class. It may be the long version, or I got to decide whether it's going to be the long or the short version. But yeah, the everybody, we'll email out replays, you know. And I mean, some of it's going to be used for even content for, you know, social media type of deal or whatever, as far as information. But yeah, they'll be able to they'll be able to see some replays.
Okay.
Every program we do, we have a behind the scenes video. So next we're going to happen. There's always, we follow us on YouTube. We always have a recap video, just a behind the scenes of producing whatever the final project was for that particular program.
Okay, that's definitely. That's definitely great to know, because I know a lot of parents, people were asking me those questions. Another question is the age situation, because I know a couple parents are like, well, my child is 12 and they won't be 13 until a certain day or a certain month. Let's say a kid is, I guess, 12 going on 13, but not 13 before the program starts. Would that child still be able to participate in the program, or would it be a situation where, you know, because of the age situation?
We encourage everyone to register. Everyone should register. We are focused on ages 13 to 18. However, depending on the number and capacity, we definitely may make some exceptions for those who are 12 or those who are 19. You know, those who just fall right outside of the parameters. We definitely plan to make some exceptions. So definitely register. today.
Today, okay. Right now.
And as far as the registration, I know I've been posting the flyer and things like that, but is there, I guess give them the information off the flyer, like the email address and stuff like that, so where they can go and register and stuff like that.
You can register directly on the website at NLSChicago.com. Again, that's NLSChicago.com. Also, if you do need to contact me, you can contact me via email, NLS at NLSChicago.com. Again, the email is NLS@NLSChicago.com. And that's N as in Nancy. Also, if you have questions, you can follow us on Instagram. That's the one we're probably the most active on. But we are YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. And if you can, DM questions if you need. But we are the most, I am definitely the most responsive via email. I'm definitely going to respond in 24 hours. So best to reach me via email.
That is dedication right there.
Yeah, it's a link dedication. In the bio on the Instagram page. It'll take you directly.
Yeah, it definitely does, because I definitely just hit the link on my phone and it took me directly to the website. And I'm definitely scrolling through the website right now. So people who are listening right now, yes, I am currently on the website and I'm currently just scrolling through and just checking things out. And, you know, so I encourage y'all to come to this website and register your kids. Yes, I'm not saying it because I'm a part of them. I'm saying it because these kids love music, and we want kids to have that education of how to go about the right way of being in this industry. And it's more than, you know, just music. It's art. So art, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with this. So, go ahead.
Well, I was going to just add that, you know, the program is also partially funded by the City Arts Grant for the year of Chicago, 2020 year of music in Chicago. So it's a, you know, we're associated with the, you know, we got the city backing us, you know, with the program and all that. So
yes, we have been very grateful to DCASE, Department of Cultural Affairs, a special event by the City of Chicago. DCASE has been a great supporter of ours, and this year they're doing the Year of Chicago Music. So they have so many resources on their website, but they are also doing additional promotion with all the programs that are involved in the Year of Chicago Music. So you never know, being a part of this program might really get you more exposure than what we're saying, because the program is listed on the city's website. It's listed a part of the music website that they especially released this year, and they're going to keep going. So this might be your big break, you know. But really, we want you guys to have this information. This is for so many of you guys want to be rappers. A lot of us are artists, you know, and we just want you to have more than what we had. We want you to be in a better position than where we were. You know, right. We want you to be more advanced than where we're at. You know, this is definitely us just helping you guys make sure you get to the next level.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that one. Definitely agree with that one. It's some more questions that I do have. Another question somebody presented to me, I don't know why, but they wanted to know, I'm telling y'all, yeah, if I could just show y'all what I go through on a day where I'm the host of OG Radio, I just understand why I hired three people to host my show. Now I realize why I did that, because I can just direct them to them, like, go talk to them. And that's the best part of you. When you own something, you can just send it to the people that do the groundwork, and they love that part. You know, I don't know why they love it, but they love that part. Another question that I had was they wanted to know how long, I don't know why they asked me this, they're like, how long would each, like, a session or class last? And what would a kid do if they, like, were late to a session, or like they logged in late or something like that, or they didn't log in that day, or something happened where they had to, like, send the email out saying they're not going to be a part of that day, or how do they go about that?
So each session is 2 hours. It's from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you are late, communication is key in every aspect of your life, in professional relationships, in personal relationships. Everything's about communication. So if you're going to be late, definitely shoot me an email letting me know you're going to be late and what's going on. You know, like, I'm late. You know, I was, school was lasting longer than I thought today, you know. So definitely just communicate so we know what's going on.
Okay, that's definitely worth telling people. With this being e-learning, e-learning situation, parents, dress your kids appropriately. And if you're going to sit in the camera in front of with your kids, you have to look somewhat appropriate as well, because it's going to be 4 in the afternoon. So no bonnets. I'm just being – I know they got nothing to do with them. It's just for me. I'm just saying this because –
My niece,
e-learning, and I've been seeing all this e-learning where parents are just walking past the cameras like, okay, we know you live there, but you ain't got to show us how comfortable you are in your own home. And for the kids, put your kids in some, don't have them in their pajamas at 4 in the afternoon, or they outside in their play clothes. Like, have something presentable, you know, the kids got on, and the parents, if you got a cuss, just hit the mute button for us. That's a slogan. I should trademark that.
You should.
If you cuss, hit the mute button for us. I'm a trademark that. But I'm just saying, that's just certain. That's just for me and for us. I'm just saying it because at the end of the day, this is something that we're trying to make as professional as possible. And I've been seeing every meme, every Facebook video about this e-learning and how bad. It's not even the kids, it's the parents. And parents, pay attention to what these kids are doing, because this is something that's very, very educational, and it's very like information that you can't get a lot of places for how they're going to give you this information. So I just want to tell not only the parents, but the kids, really take what this program is going to give you very seriously, because these things will help you not only in just like music worlds, but in life. So I just wanted to say, make sure, you know, people take this program very seriously. I'm not saying the kids won't, but, I mean, like I said, I've been watching these e-learnings, and Lord have mercy, help these kids.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I really don't.
Oh, yes. I am so with you on that one. Trust and believe that I will be on Zoom as if I was in front of you. So I will be very professional, feel prepared, feel ready, feel, you know, a little lip gloss on, a little something, like, feel put together. Even though I will be in my home, I will still be put together and poised as if I was meeting in front of you guys. And trust and believe that when Cardi B do her radio interview, when NBA Youngboy do his radio interview, trust and believe that they are still, some of them even being styled before. Their stylists are bringing in outfits even for the radio interview that's on Zoom. So you want to be an artist, it's time to start dressing like an artist, acting like an artist now. You're a business owner now.
Right. That's definitely right.
Unless you got that J. Cole style.
Hey, we can deal with it. We can deal with it. We're just going for that look. But it took a while for J. Cole to get there.
I was like, J. Cole, he was going to concerts with basketball shorts. And I was like, hold up, bro. I'm joking, but y'all right, correct. Show up looking like somebody. Act like you got a purpose.
Right. Definitely act like you got a purpose. And because like I said, these people keep sending me messages. They were like, so as far as like what I asked you earlier about the parents sitting there with them, now what if they have another sibling there, like an older sibling, like, you know, kids being watched by like older siblings, and they're sitting down watching it as well. Like, I know they had to adjust accordingly, but would that be a problem if it was like just the older sibling, like sitting with them while they go through this whole process? Or would you have to have them register, even though they're not of that, they like past that age? Or, you know, how would that situation work? Cause I know a lot of people want this information. Or would they have to like wait till like the reviews and the videos come back up? Or would it be okay for them to sit in with them? How would that situation work?
They are welcome to sit in. We're a very real group, right? So we know that parents have older children watching the kids maybe while they're at work and different things like that. So we're not going to be that strict or just sticklers where, like, it has to be that student only. But the student registered and the student participating will be the student who gets credited on the final track.
Mm-hmm.
The additional students or young teens, that they'll be credited, but they can't sit in.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's free game. You know, it's free game. We ain't charging for this, so it's like we're not losing anything by somebody else gaining this information. The goal is to get, you know, as many people this knowledge as possible. So we target teens because that's our goal. That's where we want to, you know, affect change starting at the beginning. You know, that's the reason we, you know, target teens. But, I mean, you know, still it's all the community. You know, so, and we
are
about community as well. That's, you know, so.
It's definitely.
Come on with your little brother, your little sister, your little cousin, little Ray, little Ting, whoever it is. You know what I'm saying? Break. Tied up with them, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Okay, definitely.
But for real, sign up. Everybody sign up.
That's definitely, I definitely agree with that. Now, I know certain situations will require somebody to, I guess, be in, like, as far as, like, the studio situations and, I guess, like, the radio show situation and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Another question was, because they, like I said, they send me messages. I don't know why they keep doing this to me. They were listening and they were asking about as far as kids already like producing and stuff like that. They were like, as far as the studio scene, I mean, the studio situation, would it be okay if they brung their beats or they played? Would it be okay if they play, like, I guess, whatever the production day was, or would it be okay if, like, a kid played one of their beats, like, during the session and they got feedback from one of the, you know, speakers or one of the, you know, people that's going to be a part of that day?
Yeah. I mean, the goal of this is to, you know, the goal of this is for us to hear as many creative teams as possible so we can put together, you know, a solid project at the end. Also, them gain the knowledge of, you know, how not to get jip on, you know, on future deals, like even with working with other artists. So yeah, like if you got beats, if you got bars, if you think you the dopest little rapper, if you think you the baddest, if you think you the best singer, and the thing is, it's not just rappers. We say rappers, I say rapper because I'm a rapper, but it's singers. If you a dope singer, if you a dope instrumentalist, if you play the guitar, if you play the drums, if you play the banjo, if you yodel, but you want to put out a something on Spotify and put your music out on your website, come to the class. You know, like, it's music business. It ain't rap business. It's music business. And that involves bluegrass.
that involves every genre. You know, it's all the same information. You know, you're an independent artist, a business owner, entrepreneur. So, yeah, definitely.
So, a lot of free game going on right now.
You know, if you got it, if you got that heat, definitely sign up. I want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to hear it. I might buy a beat from you.
hey.
I might spend some, put some money in your pocket.
Hey, they understand what it is. They understand we I'm the same way. Within throughout this course, if a kid has a song or songs or whatever is going on, I might not even wait until, you know, the end of this the program. I might just grab the song and play it on and like, hey, play this song. Okay, play this song, do this song, you know. I mean, like I said, if these kids got the talent and it's already on deck, why wait? That's how I feel like. It's like, why wait? Why would I wait?
Right.
You know, put it out there or
the
situation.
Is, my bad, bro. Sorry.
Go ahead.
But I was just saying, like, you think about Outkast, Nas, you know, Rakim, all the greats. When you think about like great rappers, everybody think it's old school, but them cats was like 17. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were like 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? Like 18 years old. They was young teenage black men that was speaking hard or whatever they were saying, but they became legends. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they put that music out when they was young. You know, so
yeah.
Like, hey. Kids got it. Kids got it. And with all the YouTube videos, I know it's a lot of kids out there that can really produce. Like they really can produce. You know? So yeah, I definitely want to hear it. Singers, whatever you do, whatever your talent is, if this music even if you just wanna be a manager. If you wanna be a manager, if you like, I don't really have the talent, but my homie do this. And I'm better with numbers, or I'm better with whatever it is. If you want to be in the music business, even if you don't have talent, but you want to be in it, sign up for the class. You might find where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, because everybody don't have to be the front man. You don't have to. Everybody
right.
don't have to be the artist. It's a lot that goes on behind the scenes and people that's getting checks besides the
yeah.
artist. The artist probably get paid last. They got to wait on everybody else to get paid.
Yeah. Facts. Fat X.
The lawyer got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? The promoter got to get paid. This person got to get paid. The distributor got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? The label got to get paid. Everybody got to get paid. And then you get your cut after everybody get cut out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, come in and figure out where you might fit in. Cause,
yeah.
If you got a good talk, man, you might be a good manager. You might, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you never know.
Definitely. Yeah, and I just wanted to read off some of the like things that I guess it says learn from established professionals from publishing, marketing, branding, distribution, copyright, sync licenses, and more. So it's not just for artists, man. It's a lot of stuff that they're going to be talking about, and they're going to be educating y'all about it, that we're going to be educating y'all about, because I keep talking like I ain't a part of it. Like, we're going to be educating y'all about. So, definitely, a lot of people just tune in. Like, to be honest, just tune in, because it's a lot of people who ask me questions. And, like, I keep telling them, I don't know why y'all ask me questions, but now I'm starting to understand why they asking me questions and why all this other stuff going on. And I get it now. But this opportunity that we're presenting, that I'm a part of, that I'm a sponsor of, this is the main reason why a lot of you parents, kids, like, this is something that you need to be like registered now, so you can get this free game, because you may have a kid in your house that has that drive to be established. They may have their own clothing line. They don't know how to jumpstart it.
Yeah.
They may have created something like a clothing line, a brand, something, and they just don't know what to do with it. So, like I said, it's not just for rappers. It's for business people. People who are trying to start their own businesses. And this is the perfect opportunity for all y'all to come together and really hone in y'all skills at an earlier age. So you will be prepared for what this industry has, what it has to offer, what not to get involved in, what to get involved in. So this is very, I'm very excited to be a part of this whole situation. And it's just so crazy that I've been working with these people, like, directly, indirectly for so long. And just, like I said, this new adventure that we're finna be on is amazing. And I definitely encourage parents, guardians, whoever, enroll these kids in something like this, because it's not just kids coming in here and listening to some artists speak or listen to somebody tell a story about, you know, how they came to be where they are right now. It's we're teaching lessons about how to start. And we're also, somebody asked me, will there be like a Q&A, like each class, would it be like a Q&A for whatever schedule for that day, whoever's the speaker or whoever's the instructor for that day? Will it be a Q&A section to where not only can the kids ask questions, could whoever's with them ask questions and get their answers the best way they can?
Yes, Q&A is at the end of each session or whatever.
Okay.
Absolutely. And even throughout, you know, where this is still virtual learning, but you put questions in the chat, you can, or we definitely allow time to ask questions in the lesson. So we're going to play some games too. We're going to make it fun. So, you know, you're not just sitting in front of, we know you've been in front of the computer all day with school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make sure this is fun too while you're getting this information.
Okay.
Exactly.
And, are there any additional, like, apps or programs that they may need to download or have on their laptops or iPads or computers or whatever that they may need for this 8-week program?
No, I mean, nothing is required. It would be helpful if they had software. You know, like if you have a DAW, if you have Fruity Loops, or if you have Pro Tools or some kind of recording, even if not those levels, even if you have like a free version of, you know, something that, I can't even remember, even if you have a free version of a program, you know, but you're learning how to figure it out, whatever. You know, if a lot of this with production is translatable, the information and the terminology is, it's the same throughout most of the software, even. But nothing is required. It would be
okay.
Now, also, I'm thinking like taking notes, a notepad, if you have a notepad of some sort, I mean, definitely take notes and just make sure you are able to retain this information type of deal, you know.
Right.
That's Bring your conscious mind. That's the best tool that you can bring. So
that's definitely. So before y'all get out of here, I appreciate y'all stopping through, hanging out with me. We're gonna have to do this again before it, you know, just like a recap every week of when we start. That's just my opinion. But I want y'all to give out y'all social media handles and tell everybody how they can get in contact with y'all and how they can be a part of the program.
Follow us.
All right, Go ahead,
Instagram, Next Level Society, Next Level Society on Instagram. And you can register at nlschicago.com or click the link in the bio on our Instagram page and register.
Now, that is /360artists. So if you nlschicago.com /360artists, and then it'll, or just hit the link in the bio. You can find me at ARTAS everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and hit the link in my bio, listen to my new single, get familiar with who I am as an artist and all that kind of stuff. And just keep your eyes open. I got more coming. A lot of new projects and things I'm working on coming up. So
that's definitely what's up. I appreciate them hanging out with you, hanging out with me. Keep tuning in to OG Radio. Like I said, y'all already know tomorrow is poetry night with Genesis. So y'all tune in for that. Your boy, Mr. AKA OG Radio. Y'all know what I said at the end of all my shows. Do what you love. Love what you do, and the rest will take care of itself. We'll holler at y'all, man. I'm excited to be a part of this program. We catch y'all when we catch y'all, man. Peace out.
All right, man. Take care, bro.
All right. No problem.
Peace.